You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Here we go. We're moving along. We're starting. Welcome to My Wife Hates Me podcast.
We're not doing the up and running anymore.
No, we're up and running. We are testing.
Oh, testing. I didn't know you would never say it anymore.
Up and running.
You were like, one day you had an epiphany that we were going to always start with. We're up and running.
Okay. This is the week of November 19th. No, November's flying by. The year 2015.
Okay. Don't get me started. I mean, it has been a whirlwind.
It came in like January and it's going out like December. It's unbelievable how fast it is. It's in and out.
Feels like just 11 months ago it was a new year.
That's what I said, came in.
Yeah, you said, and then I like tagged it. It's a little slightly different.
This is the worst time of year for everybody.
Why?
It's just traffic.
Some
people
sucks. Love it.
Traffic, you know, when we go do radio on Tuesday nights, what a nightmare it's going to be to drive in.
Why would it be any worse?
Everybody's in fucking going to see the tree and
is
going to New York.
Is everybody doing it?
Yes. Oh. Everybody, every fucking jamoke from fucking Allentown and, you know.
But they're coming in a different way.
You know, no, they're not. If you're coming from Pennsylvania, you're not coming in a different way.
Oh.
There's only, if you're coming from west of New York,
yes,
you're only coming in. You're not going around the world and coming in through Queens,
right? No,
you're not going.
Everyone comes in
through the Lincoln, the Holland, the bridge, or through
a lot of people come in through the island.
They come through Staten Island. And then they'll have to go all the way over to Verrazano,
and then
the BQE.
That's an expensive bridge.
Not that way. It's free.
Oh,
it's free that way.
Oh, that's what you should do.
But then
go
you still got to pay.
Or go
then
out you the gotta, other way, you never have to pay.
Yeah, you do. You got to pay the tunnel at when you come off the BQE. Oh no, you don't.
Mm-hmm.
You don't. You can go over the Verrazano, or you got to pay to get over to Gothels or the Outer Bridge. So
the
if
outer
you're from
bridge is $12, so. Or 15, maybe.
No, it's just the outer bridge is the same as the Lincoln and Holland, 14. It's the Verrazano that you have to finance. Okay. So here's the deal. If you live in Staten Island...
Has everything I've said been wrong so far?
Yes. Oh. If you live in Staten Island, you can get into New York for free.
Oh, yeah.
If you live in Staten Island.
Right, because technically...
You go over to Verrazano.
Your life already sucks. Why make it worse?
You go over the Verrazano. You take the B, the Brooklyn Queens Expressway. Then you go over to Williamsburg.
I hope you guys are writing this down.
Then you go over to Williamsburg.
We're planning to visit New York.
Then you go over... Now coming back...
Yeah, do it. Break it down.
You're going to have to pay that fucking Verrazano coming back to get back into Staten Island.
Verrazano, how dare ye...
See what I'm saying?
Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah, I think what you're saying is on the way in, the Verrazano's free, and on the way out, whatever that it costs.
So what? It's
how much does it cost?
I don't fucking know.
10, 12,
I think
15.
15.
I think 15.
15. Has anybody do a podcast called Coffee Time? Like,
I'm sure.
Coffee Time where?
I do believe that every title has been taken.
In a podcast?
Yep.
No, how about...
Name any, just put any two words together and I'll tell you if there's a podcast about it.
The Pottery Den.
Done.
Okay. Let's see.
You're taking too long. This bit's not working anymore. Let's move on.
Railroad Talk.
No. Okay, let's move on. You're taking too long. If you'd just been able to be like,
okay, let's do it. I'll do it for you.
But you're doing actual real things. It should be like painting light switch, you know? That's what I thought that the bit was going to be. You're just putting two words together, but you're like actually trying to come up with.
Okay, how about.
No, no, we're done.
How about.
It's done. It's over.
Lamp, water, can't, bottle.
No, won't work.
I'm looking around at stuff in that place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How about.
No.
Dining room table.
I had to go to the doctor today.
Overhead light. Yes, you had to go to the doctor because you've been.
Let
your
me
stomach.
Just quickly go tell my daughter to shut the fuck up.
Well, then I'll do some talking while she does that. I'll do some plugs. Well, I don't know when this podcast is coming out, but next weekend I'll be Thanksgiving weekend. I'll be the Comedy Connection in Rhode Island at the Comedy Connection in Rhode Island. And then December 4th and 5th, Treehouse Comedy, me and Florentine working together. December 4th and 5th, Treehouse Comedy. Then I pretty much have nothing for the month of December. I might go to LA. I got to figure this out for a couple days.
I'll come with
for
you.
For miles. No, I'm just going for miles.
Aw. You know. Why? I'm not traveling. I'm not going home.
What am I
going to
do with her?
Bring her with us.
Take her off of school.
There's a lot of empty, like, no school days.
No, I got to go certain days, I think. I don't know. We'll see.
Fine.
I'll take it. Well, what
no,
are we
it's
do?
Fine. I just like, what? I don't have any.
What are you going to do? Rent two cars again?
Why? Because you're just going to play golf?
Well, I'm going to get miles.
That's fine. You go to Los Angeles.
I'm
on
going
your
for
own,
miles.
And I'll go by myself.
No, I'm going for the miles.
Hear you 1,000 times. I'm going for the miles. I'm not going there to, like, you know, my place with golf. You know, I'm not, maybe I'll do a couple of sets.
You make fun
I'm
of my voice. Is that what you're trying to do? Make fun of my voice?
I'm just trying to distinguish between the two of us. My normal, sane voice and your.
You don't have a fucking. There's nothing
fucking
normal
insane
and sane.
Voice. Stop it. You want to fucking.
I don't know what I want to do. I'm kind of burned out.
You want to slap my face? Slap
burnt
my
out.
Face. Slap it. Slap it again. Slap it again. You fucking asshole. Ow. It's enough. Ow. Why would you have your phone on? No, don't answer your phone. Just stop it.
It's Rob Sprantz.
I don't care. Oh. Hello? Oh, I can't keep going.
Go ahead, Brian.
No, I'm not going to do it. You either pause it or you get off the fucking phone. I'm not sitting here waiting for you while on our podcast. No, I'm not.
Did you run upstairs while we're doing the podcast?
Yeah, but you enjoy talking on the podcast by yourself. I don't make you do things you don't enjoy.
You don't mind talking? Why don't you talk about your doctor? Go
no,
ahead.
No, fuck you. I don't want to sit okay. here and talk while you're on the phone. Thank you.
It's Rob. Rob.
I don't give a shit who it is.
What's
I'm
up?
I'm sure he's just calling to tell us we have no sponsors.
I'll call you back. It was
you just turn your phone off. It's a fucking 45-minute podcast.
I didn't know it was on. I thought I turned it off. So you will never.
Shut up.
You will
stop.
You will never talk. I'm asking you a question now.
I never do. We've been doing this podcast for 80 years. I don't know how long we've really been doing it, but never have I ever enjoyed just sitting here fucking talking by myself. Well, everybody, welcome to Bonnie's World. Today we're going to talk about my doctor's appointment. Hey, how many of you out there have had a doctor's appointment recently? It's pretty cool getting yourself checked out, getting yourself looked at. Maybe the doctor's hot, you know? I mean,
just people see how angry and how you blow off the handle for no reason.
Yes,
you see
you
how you
what?
Did.
You, know
you see how you
because,
got it.
No. Because if my phone rang.
Apologize to our listeners.
No, fuck the listener. Fuck
the listener.
The listener.
One listener?
Yes. No, because the thing is that this is so important to you, this podcast.
And it's
you,
not well, important.
You consistently take phone calls. I consistently get upset with you. Yes, people go, well, don't nag. Well, don't do it, and I won't nag, you know?
I didn't say you were nagging.
It's a fucking...
I'm just saying you shouldn't explode all the
if
time.
If you're going to get mad, change your behavior if you don't like the way that I'm reacting to it.
Maybe I do things to get your blood pressure up because it's so low.
I have very low blood pressure. The doctor told me that today. I have the blood pressure of a 4-year-old.
Yeah. And the fucking the temper tantrums of a 5-year-old.
Hilarious.
I didn't say it was funny.
Hilarious.
That's okay.
Very funny.
200 podcasts. Everything's not going to be funny. Everything's not going to be funny.
Everything's not going to be funny.
Okay, but I don't blow up at you. I'm always calm on these.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
Have you ever heard me yell or get crazy at you during a podcast?
Oh, my God.
You don't believe in God. I hate when people that don't believe in God go, oh,
no,
my God.
It's a fucking, oh, really?
Yeah, I don't hate it, but it's very hypocritical.
No, it's not. It's just a fucking word that you're allowed to use.
No, you're not. Not if you're, no.
Well, I don't believe in fucking, and I say that word all the time.
You don't believe in it, but you do it.
I fulfill my womanly duties.
Yeah, you're filling the cup with them today. Your duties. You had to bring in a stool softener. I mean a stool sample. Then you told me on the phone, I have to bring in my poo sample. And I didn't understand you.
I couldn't remember the word stool. This is the thing, when I was in the doctor's office, and I had to talk about it, because I've had some stomach issues lately.
Poop and blood.
Turns out I've had food poisoning for 2 weeks.
No.
That's what she thinks that it is.
How are you going to have food poisoning for 2 weeks?
I don't know. That's what
she
said.
What did you eat 2 weeks ago?
Oh, let me... You know what?
I mean, when you think back to where you
but
think...
But you're so aggressive when you're talking to people. Like, you're like, you didn't. You know nothing about it. You weren't in the doctor's office. You didn't hear the fucking... She had 3 explanations for it.
Okay.
Two of them because I didn't have a fever or any other symptoms. Most likely wasn't. Most likely, she said, I have like low grade food poisoning.
Did you bring in those new vitamins?
I told her about them.
No, you didn't. You just lied. You just flat out fucking lied. You did.
No, I didn't.
What's the name of them?
Vitamins.
What's the name of them?
No, it's 2 words. Vitamins.
No. See, you just completely lied. And that could be the reason.
So what?
So what?
I stopped taking them.
But wouldn't, if you start a new vitamin, your stomach's fucked up, wouldn't you think you would bring that vitamin
in? You're acting like I took a vitamin and then immediately my stomach. No, it wasn't. It was like.
I know the vitamins take a while for it to fuck your stomach up. If you start a new vitamin, like say you start fish oil, you might take it for a week. Then all of a sudden, oh my God, I can't stop going to the bathroom because now it's starting to react in your system.
Okay, so why did I go to the doctor? Why didn't I just come to you? Why didn't I just talk to you?
I told you it might be the vitamins, so you should have brought it in.
I asked her if it could be the vitamins.
Did you ask her?
I did ask her.
No, because you don't know.
I didn't say specifically, but I was like, I take vitamins.
Well, good. She's thinking fucking multivitamin, iron, and potassium, not a weight loss vitamin.
It's not a weight loss vitamin.
It was.
No, it's not.
What is it?
It doesn't say anywhere on there.
But that's what you get it for, to cut your appetite down.
No, it's for glow.
For glow?
Yes.
So you glow?
Excuse me, yes.
No.
Go look at it. I think it's called VitaGlow. Whatever.
I bet you if any doctor that's listening will tell you it could be a new vitamin that's making you to the bathroom.
Could be.
Okay, because you
it's not making me go to the bathroom. Stop.
Because most people, can ask any doctor.
Can we talk about something else
No,
now?
But
because
then we'll move on.
Like, I thought, I'll talk about my trip to the doctor. But you're just, like, unrelenting on this one thing. Okay, you win. Where does it get you? What does it win
no,
you?
No, what I'm just saying
fine.
Is,
no, you're not just saying it. You're just saying it 80 times
in
a row.
I'm not trying to win. I'm just trying to say I've never heard somebody having food poisoning for 2 weeks.
Well, apparently this doctor has heard about it because she's fucking told me that's probably what it is.
Where did you eat 2 weeks ago? Where do you think you got it from?
No, I don't feel like going. I don't feel like thinking about it or going back or trying to figure it out.
Any airline places? Any airports?
Do we
travel?
She asked me if I was traveling.
Okay, that's the guy. I would ask
you. Okay, but I don't feel like going over it again with you. You're an idiot. You know what I mean?
I don't know that. When someone goes, you're an idiot, you know what you
mean?
Well,
you're just
I supposed to go, oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, but you're not a doctor.
I know enough because I've been to so many doctors. I know a lot about the medical field only from going so much. And I've always had stomach problems, right? So I'm just giving my opinion. Obviously, it's not there's three things she said you could have had. What are the two that she counted out?
I don't know. Some weird, like, thing, and I can't remember, like, outside my intestine or something. I can't remember, like, whatever. And then another one was, like, some too long to pronounce name of something else. But she said, ah, oh, that's like...
Oh, these people get a lot of information from
you. Well, you asked. I'm trying to tell you the best that I know. Okay.
Was one like a bacteria?
Yes. And she said, you're not like, you'd be sick.
Okay.
So it's not that. It's probably not the other thing. It's very rare or whatever. So it's probably the food poisoning. Obviously, I had to shit in a fucking bunch of vials today and take it in.
Well, so did you shit in the toilet and then pick it
they
out?
They give you a thing. I put in the toilet and then you take a shit and it collects it. Then you have to take a little spoon and put it into the three vials.
Do you eat any of it?
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't stop myself. I was gagging like a motherfucker the entire time. It was
like the other
so
night.
Disgusting. Stop, please. What? It's so disgusting.
It's not disgusting. Remember when I lost my tooth and I was digging through it?
Please.
With
my
rubber
stomach
gloves?
Hurts already. Do you mind?
I'm just asking if you remember.
You love fucking... I hate food. I hate poop humor. No, that's I know. Not my thing. I don't
not,
like it, but you
not.
Fucking love talking about it.
I don't do poop humor.
No, you do something worse. You do poop serious talk, which is 1,000 times worse. It's all you do all day, talking about when you're going to get out.
Wait, that's all I
no,
do?
Yes, yes. At night, you start by saying what time you have to get up because you have to give yourself time to have a poop. Then in the morning, you're like, oh, my poop is almost ready. I'm almost ready to go have my poop. Hey, 5 more minutes. Oh, this poop is going to be good. I can feel it. Yes, I get a whole fucking
you
rundown.
More
and
about
then, no, you can, stop. And then you go in the bathroom and then you can hear you in there. And then you come out and you give a fucking replay of what happened. Just a couple little nuggets, you know, or sometimes like that was Matt. That one went over the water line, you know, or whatever.
Those are so impressive.
I get like a full, I ask you if you could please just start taking pictures so I wouldn't have to listen to you talk about it. And then the whole rest of the day, you'll either talk about how great your poop was, how great it wasn't, or sometimes the fact that you've had to go more than once, and how strange is that?
I heard that's healthy.
And then at night, it starts all over again.
No, see...
24 hours of, like, it's just nonstop. I could tell you every single day, if you want to tweet me, I'll tell you what kind of poop Rich had, because he's told me.
First, you know what, Bonnie is such a liar, and you people believe her, because you know why? What's great about her is conviction. She sells her stories great. She sells them. Like, I believe that right now for a second. Then it hit me. I realize she talks about it way more than me.
Mm-mm.
What I do is say, oh, I get up an hour
early. But first
early.
Of all, can I just say this? Also, I don't have any rules about, like, I never make jokes about it. I don't talk about it. This is what I'm talking about. It's not the fact that you do it, although that's also annoying. It's the hypocrisy of it, that you're constantly talking about it and then acting so righteous and moral that you would never, do any poop humor.
I don't on stage.
It's horrific, in my opinion. But you'll fucking talk about it nonstop the other 24 hours a day. 23, however much time you do on stage.
Oh, okay. So the doctor, said, well, it's not these two things. It's not, I forget what it's called.
But yeah, like, I had to talk about, like, farting and stuff, and I was like, oh, I can't. What words do you use?
What'd she say about the blood in your poo?
She says from forcing it.
What did I tell you?
It's cancer. You told me that's 100% a sign of cancer.
What did I tell you? It's from forcing.
You said goodbye.
I said it's from forcing it. That you
went over, picked up my Rolex, and said, "Can I have this?"
You don't even have a Rolex.
Well, I couldn't think of anything else of worth that I have. You walked over to my Louis, and you said, "May I give this to my next new wife? Will you get married again?
What, when you die?"
Mm-hmm.
No, I met I'm
so it's
going
to be transgender all the way?
I'm going for a girl, a hot girl.
Do you think you might want to be a woman?
No, no.
Do you ever think like back in your life and go, you know what? Now that it's an option.
That never ever crossed my mind. Because one, I know I'd be so fucking ugly. Ugh, I'd be an ugly girl.
Well, that's, I think a lot of guys would be like, oh, if I was a girl, I'd be like this, I'd do this.
Not
it's like
me.
You're just assuming you're a hot girl.
I know for a fact I'd be ugly. Because you're, you know, I just know it. And that's never.
You'd be in shape.
But it's never crossed my
mind. You'd be a better face.
It never crossed my mind to ever think. Now, if I could find a nice top half woman, bottom half man, you know, someone that you can make out with. You said, you're the one who said bring it. You're the one who just said transgender, didn't you?
Yeah, but you know what the problem is? Is like, it's not a joke to you anymore. It's just you slowly coming out. And it's like, I don't feel like joking about it anymore.
Well, I would never get married again if you passed away. First of all, it would take me
five. If you want to come out, just come out and say
it.
Don't disguise it all the time. It's like, I'm just going to do jokes about it every day.
No, listen, I would never remarry because it would take me probably 5 years to get over the loss of you.
Well, you get a cleaning lady first. That would help tremendously.
Why?
Really?
I clean my own house.
Why don't you start now?
I do other things. I mean, I would.
Well, you would have to do both if I wasn't here. So why don't you every once in a while?
I'll get a cleaning lady.
No. Why are you such a...
Okay. What else would I have to do?
I mean, if you got a cleaning lady and someone showed you how to use the remote, I think you'd be fine.
I don't know. What would I do with all your stuff?
Just burn it.
No, I'd give it to a lot to Lynn. I'd give Lynn some stuff in California.
Oh.
Who else? A lot of the neighbors. I would keep all your fucking creative stuff. I would keep that.
Because you might make money on it at one point.
No. In case they
sell
like,
a movie or something.
Come out with like a real like Planet Hollywood for comedy type thing. You know. That's why I save all my shirts and stuff from all the TV shows I did.
In case they're going to open a like people who didn't quite make it in comedy restaurant. Oh, that's a nice theme restaurant. Comedians you've only just barely heard of.
Legendary
cafe.
You would get remarried in a second.
No.
Yes, you would. You'd get a boyfriend.
I get a boyfriend.
Russ Meneve.
Yes.
Really? That's who you want to go out with?
What am I going to say?
What do you mean? You would say no. That's who you want to go out with, Russ Meneve.
I don't say no. That's how you got me to marry you.
That's who you want to go out with is Russ Meneve.
Just name some people and I'll see where you think I'm at and if you're on the right track or not.
Colin.
You always pick Colin.
Because he's very creative and he's so nice to you. So you like creative people and you don't care about shape or weight. So... Not saying he's out of shape. He looks good lately.
Who else?
Keith.
Okay, who else?
You haven't said no to any of them.
Well, I don't want to be mean.
Well, you can be mean. Keith
I
is
mean,
the meanest
life,
person.
I mean, in real life, I'll say no.
Keith is the meanest person on the planet. Judd Apatow.
He's married.
That fucking writer that comes in for the Late Late Show. You like him?
You know what's funny about you? You really don't know me at all, turns out. So that's good.
You like funny people, creative funny people.
Yeah, but I mean, out of the creative funny people, you picked all the wrong people for me.
So you'd go to another comic after me?
Of course.
Of course?
There's no way I'm going out into the real world now. That's like, are you kidding me? That's like a bear that's lived in a zoo the whole life, and then you're going to put him out in the fucking Alaska tundra?
You go to another comic.
Yes.
And you already know who it is.
We've been wanting to tell you.
Who is it? Who? Because you're
going to... Stop,
gonna,
I don't guys, feel like this
you
is
guys
boring.
Are going to try to kill me.
What?
You're going to try to kill me.
No. Oh, you'll kill yourself.
I wouldn't go with another comic because it would obviously be somebody that...
You wouldn't go with another comic because, A, there's no other girl comic that would want to fuck you.
Yes, there is. There's a lot.
Really?
I don't know.
Come on.
Are you kidding me? All these new comics? I'm fucking Rich Voss. You think there's comics that don't start at 25 and 28, around my age?
Yeah, that's disgusting.
28 is too young for me.
Yes. Yes.
No. Okay, 35.
Really? Yeah, you better start at 35, because otherwise they're going to want to have a baby, and then you're going to,
I'm not going to have a baby. I'm not going to marry anybody.
Then don't fuck around with 28-year-olds.
I'm not going to get remarried or engaged. No way. You kidding me? I'm going to fucking remodel this place, put a gym upstairs. I'm going to get a new place.
Yeah, let's do it while I'm still alive.
3 bedrooms, Raina's room. When she's living half a year with me and half a year with your sister, Andrea.
What?
If we both passed away, she would go to Andrea. That's who I'm saying. I would send her to Andrea.
This is so boring.
Because Andrea was a good...
I had like interesting things about the
All right, go ahead. Let's do some.
No, I don't feel like doing it anymore.
Let's do interesting stuff.
No.
Oh, about the doctor?
Yeah, but it's already passed.
No, it isn't. They were wondering. Go ahead.
No,
what else?
I don't want... Let's just talk about something else. But let's... Seriously, you get into like this thing where you think your voice is the most interesting or... I don't know what it is, what you think. Like, people are just going to listen to you... Fucking decide, like, it's weird. I don't know. Go ahead, say something.
No, talk about, because I wanted to hear more doctor stuff.
No, didn't. Why don't you talk about your TV show you did last night? That's good.
No, I don't want to talk about it. I'll talk about that after you finish the doctor.
Oh, no, no one would be interested in talking about a TV show that you did. They'd be more interested in listening to you talk about what kind of house you're going to buy and what rooms you're going to make into a gym or the color scheme. Yeah, that's what people tune in. So go ahead.
I didn't say anything about a color scheme. I'm going to go plain. Off-white. You never go wrong with off-white. You know that? Little gloss around the woodwork and off-white. I mean, if you do a semi-gloss, it's easier to clean. Did you know that? Did you know semi-gloss, you just wipe down? You didn't know that. Flat paint, no good. I used to paint houses. Finish a doctor, then I'll move on to...
No, I don't want to. Let's keep going.
That's like rude, because you can never talk about it. Next week is going to be too late.
I don't care. It doesn't matter. Move on.
Did you have your breasts examined?
No.
How could
she touched my lower parts?
What do you mean?
With her mouth.
Your vagina?
No, she just pushed on my lower abdomen. Abdomen.
Yeah.
Abdomen.
And what'd she say?
She said, "Does this hurt? Does this hurt?"
She was checking. What did I check down there? I forget.
She said you have some. What do you call it? Inflammation. Inflammation.
What else did she... what about your butthole? Did she say go get a colonoscopy?
No.
Well, you have to. You don't care about anything.
Okay, Rich, how is this a fucking conversation that should be on a podcast? Explain that to me.
Because people will... You want me to tell you and then I'll move on? People hear me say to you, go get a colonoscopy, and they go, you know what? Fuck, I gotta go.
Yeah, you know why? Because I think that's our job, is to be making sure that everybody's keep on top of your health, guys. That's what we're all about. We've done 180 podcasts, suckered you in, and now we're gonna tell you about your health. So. I don't know if people are flossing, but it's more important than you think. And a dentist can tell if you only floss right before you go. And
can they?
And yes, because your gums are fucking bleeding. That's why. Okay. Nobody flosses in real life. It's just like a thing that happens.
It's too much work.
On TV. Yeah. In movies, they're always like, the girl's always like flossing in bed. First of all, if the person, that I was dating or married to was flossing in bed, I would hit them in the fucking head. I would be like, there's no fucking way you can do that while you're laying in bed next to
me. You don't floss in bed.
Don't floss in bed. That's disgusting.
Didn't we say that right when we met each other? No flossing in bed.
That was in our wedding vows.
No flossing in bed,
no
right?
No flossing in bed. No clipping toenails in bed.
No, you do that.
I know, but very quickly. I do it super fast.
You know what? I don't know if you do this, but I love, like, when my toenails get really long, right? And either if I wear socks for, like, all day and my feet get, the toenails get real soft or when I get out of the shower, then I'll pick my toenails and I'll build a pile to see how much you ever do that, build a pile of toenails?
No, I always make a house. I use Elmer's glue and I do it right. And I'm building something pretty special that I think may become a new thing for people instead of the gingerbread house at Christmas time.
Do you know what I did when I first started comedy that was so bad?
What, Rich?
I took I had like dumb props. I didn't know it, like the third time I went on stage, these props and stuff. Because I think I saw a prop comic. I saw like, really? You can pretend you're sleeping? I'm not going to tell you the story then. I'm not telling you the story.
I'm sorry. Is it what? Oh, we're doing a podcast. What happened? This medication I'm on, it's...
I took a jar with, and I was smoking a cigarette and I blew smoke in it and closed it. And I think I opened it up and I go, Ferrofloss, it's fart. Something like that. Someone's
I don't
fart.
Get it.
Neither do I. I said it was somebody's fart.
Oh, you're like, that's esoteric, people. Okay.
I was an alternative prop act.
That's
I was an alternative prop act.
I would like to be a prop act. I think that's, I would do it. I thought of something today to do, but you need music, and I don't know. How do you do that?
What?
If you need music, like I need some background music for one of my bits.
Well,
what do you do?
I don't know. Have someone play.
You used to have music.
I never had music.
Comics do. They have music lots of times.
I did when I did Mail Go-Go. I used to bring a boombox, and I'd play a tape. You know, someone boomboxes. Last night I taped all week. They've been taping Big J's show at the Bitter End. What's it called? What's your fucking deal? And it's a crowd work, all crowd work, supposedly.
Sorry, this medication.
It's supposed to be crowd work. He's the host, Artie Fuqua, walks the audience with the mic, and it's crowd work. Which
walks through the audience with a mic. Doesn't walk the audience.
No, walks through it. I mean, well, he walks the audience or walks through it. Not walks him out the door, walks the audience. You can say it either way. He walks
I'm just clarifying for the people. No one's saying, you know.
All right. So, I mean, crowd work is so much.
You're the one who walks the audience, okay? And I don't want anyone else to take that from you.
When you're, Bonnie's really on fire tonight.
I'm like, I have the slowest but best comebacks today.
When you're on the road doing crowd work, you know, you're doing an hour and you can make stuff happen.
Mm-hmm.
You can have great crowd work with stories around it, put it into your act, come back to it,
mm-hmm.
use it to get it with somebody else's crowd work. You can put them together. You can. There's so many things you can do when you're doing an hour.
If you're good at it.
If you're good at it. Why didn't I do bad crowd work, Eilish? I completely forgot.
I kept thinking, but I was like, oh, because he doesn't think he did it good enough. Because remember, I kept saying, when you've hit.
No, because I saw the light so quick.
Oh, I know. It feels like it comes so fast.
Oh, fuck.
I know.
That didn't even hit me until now that I didn't do it.
Oh, no, I noticed right away. But I thought, I didn't want to say, but I, because you were going to do
it. You came out and yelled, bad crowd work guy.
I didn't know what you'd already decided in your head or whatever?
I didn't decide anything until
I
got going.
I know, but how do I know that?
And I only, you know, they gave me a light at 8 minutes. I had to close the show, you know, and everything, you know, I mean, my opening was funny when I said, when I walked out and then I said, was this hit on, that hit on? Well, who has, you know, that was kind of funny. And I did do, I think maybe two too many racial jokes. Maybe two, because I probably did five or six of them. Four
is the max.
Well, it depends. I mean, because you have a mix of race there. Everything, you know, is sex, race, or what do you do for a living? I mean, I did have a good one when the guy said he works for elevators.
Yeah.
I had a good line there.
Yeah, but this is what I was trying to tell you beforehand. It's like, it's fine to have that, like, have a good line like that.
Yeah.
But then go in deep.
But I didn't have too much time. If I had more time, I'm not going to spend.
You could have just blew the light.
No, because Jay had to go to another taping.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
they said he's got to go to another thing. And, you know, first of all, he was doing time.
I didn't do it right. I'm not saying that I did it right. But I'm just saying, first, like, I watched a bunch of them.
No, but see,
that.
The first, when you guys were doing it, you guys had more time because he wasn't doing this other thing.
I know.
So I'm like last and I got to fucking, you know, they go, can you do between 8 and 12? You know, 8, I'm just getting started at fucking 8 or 12. You know, I mean, they're going to edit everything down to, what, 4 minutes anyhow?
I guess.
So, I mean, it went well. I think, plus I did like 2 bits in it. I go, this is crowd work. You talk to the crowd and then you ease a bit into it and make it look like it's crowd mm-hmm. work. And that's a form of crowd work is also throwing one of your bits in. So, you know, on a 1 to 10 scale, I probably did a 7. I probably had a 7 on a 1 to 10 scale. Is that what you would say?
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, you probably actually had like a 9, except I've seen you do other crowd work.
Yeah, but in 10 minutes, it was cool to be at the bitter end again. Here's Raina, come here. I haven't talked to you in a couple of days.
Well, so now you're going to do it.
What are you getting to eat? Well, we're going to have dinner.
Do you have tape, Rich? Because I can't get this started.
Yeah, because this is...
This is the worst podcast we've ever done.
This is, I think, one of my favorites.
Like getting... What?
There's tape right behind you.
You always say it's one of the best.
Yes, people don't... What do you think they want to hear all the time?
Okay.
Yeah, if you give me a kiss, you can have that. Why is she so cute today?
Because she slept like 13 and a half hours last night.
She just fell. Did you fall? Uh-huh.
All right, so let's...
pick it up.
No, wrap it up.
No, we still got 9 minutes.
Oh, I can't do it. I can't do it. I really can't. I mean, it's like... either be interesting or something. I can't just sit here...
What you're saying for me to be... I talked about last night. You taped it Monday. How you talk about your taping?
I don't feel like doing it, I guess. I just don't feel like it.
So you blame me for what you don't feel like doing.
Okay, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that, but
That's rude.
Well, sometimes I carry it, sometimes you carry it. You know, you gotta, like, do it.
Who... Really? I think we both are.
I started off wanting to tell a couple stories, but it's difficult with you. You're like hammering at me.
You know, Betty said...
Betsy.
Oh, Betsy. I'll ask you later because I forget.
Yeah, these are questions that don't belong on a podcast. I mean, do you know what you're doing?
Yes,
do you know who
you
are, where you're at? Like, I don't understand what's going on
with
you sometimes.
I was
going to
start talking.
Like, my phone. Let me do some. Is this thing on? Are we doing it?
Yeah, this is when Bonnie doesn't feel like doing a podcast. She goes into attack mode and finds, you know what it is? She tears people down to build herself up.
Yes, who doesn't? That's like a totally natural thing people do.
No. That's what bad people do.
No, everyone does it.
No.
What do you think gossip is? It's just like so you could like hear about what some shit somebody else did so you don't feel so bad about what you do. You know? It's like, are you kidding me? Everybody's just trying to find out where they fit in the big scheme of things. It's like everybody knows they're not the best at anything. They just don't want to be the worst.
We went to a meeting today for people that are writing on the Oscars, some of the New York writers.
Well, when you say we, you should clarify because I wasn't out there.
Myself and some of the other writers, and I'm talking to two of the writers outside.
Uh-huh.
And basically...
Why wouldn't you use the name Chris Rock?
Well, Chris is hosting the Oscars.
Because we got to say Chris Rock on every podcast.
So Chris Rock is hosting the Oscars this year, which is obviously known because it was announced. And I was hired again... And I'm talking to two of the other writers outside. And when you're writing for the Oscars, look, if you get one good thing on. I mean, there's so many writers. There's so much stuff coming in. You know, if you get one or two things, do you know what I mean? Because, you know, he'll do his monologue. You might get some a joke or two in his monologue. But besides that, the Oscars move so quickly. So what are you going to, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So how much are you going to get? It's not like SNL where they're doing sketch after sketch after sketch where you could get. So we're outside talking and I go, you know, you try to get one, two things in. And one guy said what I was thinking. He goes, as long as I don't get fired. And I'm thinking the same thing. I'm going, as long as I don't get fired. You know, I mean, obviously I want to get some stuff
on. That's a great attitude to have, though.
No.
That's a great attitude to have.
No.
That's, I would say...
That's half the country.
Yes.
That's what they say. As long as I'm not getting... Please,
that's
don't
what
let
the
me
problem
fired.
Is with everything in life, is that people are just fucking...
They're running scared.
Trying not to get fired.
Not to get fired. But no, you're going to get something on. I think I know what I might be able to get on.
Why did you say you're going to get something on?
I said everybody will get something on. I said I think I know what I might have a chance of getting on. I don't know, because you never know what... You know, it's just... It,
just don't you get keep fired sending. Before
you just keep
the
send,
ceremony.
You keep sending stuff and sending stuff. And it's like, it's funny, but it's not right for that thing.
Mm-hmm.
You go, oh, that's not the direction, or that's not, you know, whatever. But in any other case, that would be funny somewhere. So you just keep writing and writing and then go, boom, that's the one. Or you're laying in bed and you wake up, boom. Like last night driving home, I thought I had the one. I go, that's it. And that's not the direction at all he wanted to go in. If it was that direction, that would have been the bit.
But then you wouldn't. If you got a bit in this early, you would totally just cash in your chips. You wouldn't keep trying, would you?
Yes. I'd try to get two or three in.
Oh.
But these are basically, you know.
All right. Well, thanks for
no,
listening.
No, we still got 5 minutes. Oh. So we went out for lunch and was in, and one girl had some, I don't want to say names, but she had some good stuff today. You know, it's like, I guess when you sit in writers, you know, when people are bouncing off ideas and whatever, some people just sit absorbed, some are throwing stuff out, some...
Everybody's got a different process.
I said one thing, he goes, flat out, no.
Oh, boy.
He doesn't usually go flat out, no. He
why? Goes, ah, he usually goes,
He goes, no. Which was kind of good. Because you know, well, no, that's not it.
Yeah,
no.
You do know.
You know, no, no.
Why do you have that weird shirt on underneath that one?
Because at the hotel today, I worked out before I fucking left the hotel. And I just put this shirt over that. Mm. You know, it was clean. It's
yeah, you
gray.
Got a clean one over a dirty one.
No, this is clean under it. I only worked out for... like a few minutes, I did my triceps. You don't sweat when you do triceps.
Oh, okay.
You think you sweat when you do 12 sets of triceps?
No. I will not argue with you about this. If you say you don't sweat when you do triceps, I'm all for it. I'm down with it. There's no argument to be made.
I don't sweat.
I believe you.
I don't sweat when
I believe that you believe. Do you hate when people say that? I believe that you believe. That
no, no, what I when I don't like?
What?
We agree to disagree.
Why don't you like that one? Of course you would hate that one. There goes your whole fucking reason for living. Oh, you're not going to argue with me?
We agree to disagree.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I did a show Monday night.
Oh.
We did a...
fantastic.
Monday. Was it Monday the thing at Gotham for the blind?
Yeah, I didn't do it. I had to cancel because I had to go do that show.
The TV. So I did this show. I kind of like the host. He's from Boomer and I think Carlton or Carlson. He's the other guy. Boomer Esiason and
what are you
Craig
talking? First of all, I have no idea what you're talking about.
The
what are you where can, they're from? Is that their names? You're just like
people know can I
no, cuz we don't have any context for you're just saying words.
I'm getting to what I was going
to
say.
Yeah, but get to it before so we don't check out. I'm just like, Karlstad. I mean, that's a place, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. We're doing a fundraiser for the blind at Gotham. The host is from Early Morning Sports Radio. I think his last name is Carlton.
Okay, so
it's
this is
the Boomer and Carlton or Carlson. I don't listen to sports radio. I know of the
so
guy.
So this is one half of the sports radio host. Was the host
yes, Craig,
of this
Craig,
particular live comedy show
yes,
that you
Craig,
were doing.
Craig.
Thank you.
Craig, I don't want to screw.
Stop saying Craig. Stop.
Or Greg.
Stop.
I always mess up Greg or Craig.
Oh, isn't that fascinating little fucking picadillo there you have? I never know what to say.
Anyhow, I sat and hung out with him before. We ate. His wife was down there. And I got along with him. I thought I really liked the guy. And I liked his wife, too, because his wife attacked him. He said he was going to build this table. She goes, yeah, really? Jewy Jewstein or something or whatever. I mean, she's also Jewish. And it was fun. Whatever she said was funny. I go, oh, I like that. And she was attractive. So when an attractive gal is funny, that's a plus, right? So that's why when I married you, I go.
And if she has a dick, then wow, the points are going through the roof.
Oh, my goodness. So we're doing the show. He goes on. He's the host. He has some good lines. He, you know, he said, you know, whatever. Then they bring up Brian, the blind guy with his dog. And he was funny.
But the dog just sits there and yet still funnier than Brian.
Dog got a big applause.
I'm sure he did.
Right? Then when I went on.
Did Brian kill?
Yeah, he did well. He didn't kill, but he did well. He had better better jokes than last time I saw him.
Good.
You know,
he's improving.
You know, he doesn't get on all the time. He's blind. It's hard for, you know, where is he getting work? But he was good. He's funny. And I went on. And I fucking slaughtered. I killed.
Oh. Right?
I had a real good set. Then I walk off and the host is coming back on and he goes, oh, tough crowd, huh? And I'm going, why would someone say that after you fucking
killed? He clearly didn't have the same perspective that you had.
I'm there. I saw it. I heard it.
I'm just saying. He didn't think that or otherwise he wouldn't have said it.
Or he was trying to fuck with me.
He's not funny enough. He's a sports radio guy. There's no possible fucking way he knows how to fuck with you.
I got it. You know what? I did two radio events this week with radio people.
Wow.
With Bennington
really,
last night.
Really I did moving up.
I did something with Ron Bennington last night.
I heard it was fantastic.
I heard he was talking highly on me on highly about me on radio today. That's what I heard.
Wow.
I don't know what he said, but
what?
I'd like to.
Because a tweet? Is that how you heard it?
You got that right.
Okay.
I'd like to find out what he said. How would I find out?
You call him up. And you say, what the fuck did you say? Listen to the repeat. I don't know.
When does the repeat come on?
Oh, here. Let me get my schedule that I have. That I know. Oh, you just missed one at 5:15. Oh, dang it.
Oh. Are you going to make crepes?
There's another one comes on at midnight.
Hey, guess what, Raina?
Great,
Raina. Guess what we're gonna have.
Raina, we're leaving right after this.
No, you're gonna make some crepes first.
No, but the show starts at 7:30.
All right, we gotta go. Next weekend, Thanksgiving weekend, I'll be in.
Go put boots on and change your shirt.
Providence, Rhode Island.
We're gonna go to see someone.
Providence, Rhode Island, the Comedy Connection, Thanksgiving weekend, the weekend after. December 4th and 5th.
Go change your shirt.
December 4th and 5th. Please. Treehouse Comedy. Me and Florentine. Come on out. December 4th and 5th. Treehouse Comedy.
I'll have some plugs another
and
time.
Next
I just
weekend.
Don't have it in me to do them.
Next weekend, Thanksgiving weekend, I'm in Rhode Island.
Well, that's great.
So I miss you.
You miss me?
Yeah.
Why?
Just practicing.
Oh. Goodbye.
Like, pretend you're a person coming up to me at your funeral.
You've just died?
You did at your funeral. You come up to me.
I'm so sorry about your wife. I don't know how you're going to move on without her. She was the linchpin of your brand.
Let bygones be bygones.
That was your big moment?
No, I just.
Listen, I need you to act something out because it's going to be this killer. This is. Really
I didn't
killer.
Have anything killer.
This is gonna be you act like you're sad about me losing my wife.
All right, do it again.
This is gonna be hilarious.
Do it again.
Can you just do it? I know you don't like to do act outs, but can you just do this one time because this is epic. This is really fucking epic.
All right,
right
do
now.
It again.
Let bygones be bygones. I'm gonna do it again. And just please, I know, but just if you could just be like a little more sad, and then I'm gonna just say something that's gonna like You win some, you lose some.
Okay. Do you have a scar over here? Did you cut your head?
Yes.
When?
When I was a child. I've had it my entire life.
I guess you've got
a
fucking scar on your head.
Yes, I do.
I didn't know that.
Oh, okay.
I've looked at your fucking head for years.
Thank you. Thank you.
What happened?
My sister ran over me with her bike.
Okay, let's pretend that's how you died.
Okay. I heard about your wife and her sister, even though her
I'm talking
in her 50s now, ran over with a bike and she died. So it's weird.
Yeah, we got rid of the bike.
Oh my God. That is so, that is so quick because you couldn't have possibly have known that story in advance. Wow.
Yeah,
if only you could have done that on the crowd work show.
I know.
You know what I mean? You are bringing it here today on the podcast.
Thanks, Rich Boss. Yeah, we got rid of the bike. You like that?
Hilarious. Super hilarious.
Thanks.
But there's no way I'm going out like that. You know, you're going to have to push me over a cliff or something.
Oh, yeah.
There's no other.
Oh, folks, real quick, and we can't talk about it now, but we do have good news.
We do?
Yeah. Yeah, well, we can't talk about it until we get all the paperwork.
I did not get HIV from Charlie Sheen. So, fantastic.
Did you get HIV from Charlie Sheen, Rich Boss?
No. I never watched
those
shows.
We're both still HIV negative.
Good news coming once we get our paperwork.
A, being negative unless it's about HIV.
Oh, that's, if you can't end like that.
I mean, come on.
All right, folks. Thank you.
Thank you.
And next week we'll be doing our Thanksgiving edition. Don't forget our Thanksgiving edition.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.